Rise Rise. This episode, I'm going to be talking about things that I hate. But first, I'm just going to put on a face mask that I got from Talina because we did like a gift exchange. So yeah, that's like really fun. And I'm just putting it on while making this episode. So anyway, let's get back to the episode. So I'm going to be talking about things that I hate. And let's first start off with something that I really hate, which is getting out of bed early. Like, I don't like getting out of bed in general most of the time, like when I have an alarm clock. Like, I like sleeping, so getting out of bed while you're just like lying in your really warm bed, you just don't want to get out of bed. So I don't really like getting out of bed, but like when I don't have an alarm clock set, then I don't mind getting out of bed because it's the moment like you wake up and then you feel well rested. But as soon as there's like an alarm clock set for you, then it's like you're not waking up natural anymore, so it's kind of like annoying because then you are kind of more tired than if you were to just wake up, you know? I don't know, I think you get it. It's like annoying to wake up when you don't want to wake up, especially if it's like 7 in the morning. I hate it. Luckily, I don't have to do it that much because I live pretty close to school, so I don't have to like, you know, wake up very early before school. When I was younger, I sometimes needed to wake up like 6 o'clock, like 6 a.m. because otherwise I just wouldn't get everything done in the morning before going to school because I needed to go like very far. So that was really annoying. Anyway, my face mask is all applied now, so I can now focus better on this podcast episode, which is really nice. Anyway, so the second thing is when there's a test and you've like seen the question before, or you made the question before but you just don't know what the answer is. Anyway, my dad just, you know, came upstairs, so I need to pause the episode for a second. So anyway, I hate it when there's like a test and you have seen the question before, or you have like made it before, but you just can't remember what the answer is. Like, for example, you were in class and the teacher was like, oh yeah, we're gonna just make a few questions together for preparation for the test. And then the exact same question, or one that is just very similar to it, pops up on the test, but you just don't remember how it was supposed to go, you know? Like, maybe it was like a kind of hard question and you were paying attention in class, but maybe not as good as you were supposed to, and you just still didn't get it after the teacher said it, and you're just there on the test and you're like, shit, I literally know the question but I don't know the answer, you know? And I just hate it because I don't know, I've had that like 3 times in my life before. I can remember it's most of the time when it's like a reading test. If it's a reading test, then most of the time there's this this text that you've already seen before, and it's really annoying. Anyway, I keep getting interrupted. This time it was my mum coming upstairs. Anyway, it doesn't really matter, I was finished with my point anyway. Okay, next thing. Oh yeah, so it's also kind of like similar to this one. It's when you stand up to do something, but then as soon as you stood up, you like forgot what you were gonna do. So it's like really annoying because then you're sitting, for example, on the couch and you're like, oh yeah, I gotta go do this or grab this. And then you stand up and you're like on your way to do whatever you were gonna do. and then you just stop and you're like, wait, what was I gonna do? And then you end up doing something completely different. And then at the end of the day, or slightly later, you're like, oh shit, this is what I was gonna do. And, well, you know, it's just really annoying. Anyway, I already took off my face mask because when my mom interrupted me, I was like, okay, then I might as well just take off the face mask because it has been sitting there for like 7 minutes already and it was supposed to sit there for like 5 to 10 minutes, so I guess we were good. I also really hate it when people make everything about themselves, which, okay, I get it. I sometimes do that too. I mean, it's kind of human to want all the attention, especially because I'm a Leo. Nah, just kidding. I am a Leo, and, well, I mean, that's my zodiac sign, and it is, like, very self-absorbed, if you know what I mean. But I'm not that zodiac-ish. Anyway, but I just really don't like it when people make it all about themselves. Like, for example, you're just in a room talking with your friends, and then this one person comes in and they change the whole conversation to the topic they want to talk about. Like, oh my gosh, look, this and this just happened. And it's like, okay, cool. And like, sometimes it's like really good, like fun news, then it's not a problem, right? Like, oh my gosh, look, I just got the job, like, then it's good, you know? But it's annoying when it's like not even that important and you just like burst into a conversation you weren't a part of at first, and then you just completely change it, and like, everybody needs to listen to you because otherwise it'd be mean, you know? And some people just really are like that, and it's just annoying. Kinda. Yeah. And, you know, I also sometimes do it. Like, basically everybody has done it at least once in their life, right? You know, like, you're just so excited about something, so you just completely make it all about yourself. But, like, some people, it's like kind of their personality, and I don't really like it, you know? Anyway, something else. Oh yeah. I also hate it when you, like, know something, but you just can't remember it. It's not the same as standing up and forgetting something. It's like, you almost know it, but you don't. So, somebody asks you something, and you're like, yeah, I know it. And then you need to explain it, and it's like, oh no, I don't. Or when you're like, in my case, I'm talking English and there's this word that I want to say, but I just don't know it. Like, I know that there's this perfect word that I want to use in the sentence, but it just doesn't come out. I just don't know it. Like, I know it, but just not in that moment. And then a few minutes later, you're like, ah, that's the word. Or, you know, you don't get that moment and you're just, you know, dumb or whatever. No, just kidding. You're not dumb. It's just like really annoying because you don't know what it is. I just hate it. It's annoying. Forgetting stuff is just annoying in general. You know, unless it's like something you wanted to forget, then I mean, good for you, but most of the time forgetting something isn't really nice. Anyway, oh yeah, something that I really hate too is like when you want to focus, but you just can't. Like, you're like, oh yes, I'm gonna go home after school, and I'm gonna be so productive, I'm gonna make all my homework, it isn't even that much, and I'm just gonna sit down and make my homework, and it's gonna take me like 1 hour, and then I'm done, I'm free to do whatever I want. And then you come home, and you're like, ah, I just came home from school, let me just go grab a drink. you know, eat a cookie, and then I can focus, you know, like, first chill for, like, 10 minutes, you know, like, sure, you, after a long day of, like, work or school, you can chill for 10 minutes, that's not a problem. So then you go sit down, and you grab your drink, and you eat a cookie, and then you're like, okay, yeah, now I'm gonna be productive, yeah, we're gonna do this. 1 hour, that's easy. 1 hour, and then I'm done. I have the whole afternoon to do whatever I want. So then you go up to your room, your desk, whatever. You sit down, you grab your stuff, and you're like, yeah, we're gonna do this. And then you open your book, and you're like, oh, no, let me just first check my phone so I can, like, reply to all of the messages, and then, like, if I have replied to all of the messages, I'm like done, you know, like, then I can focus, because then I know that there isn't somebody waiting for me to reply. So you grab your phone, you go to WhatsApp or whatever, you check, maybe there's someone who texted you, but maybe there's no one. If there's no one, you're just like, oh yeah, let me just check my other socials, you know, like, let's just check my other socials. So you check your Instagram or whatever, and then you're like, okay, now I'm done. You look on the clock, and it's already been like 20, 30 minutes after you came home, and you were like, oh shit, like, in 30 minutes I was supposed to be done, you know, like, oh, so annoying. But, like, now I guess I'll have to, like, work now an hour, you know, so I'm gonna be done, like, 30 minutes later. Okay, like, shit happens, I guess. So you put down your phone, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this. So then you are like, oh shit, no, I can't work now, because I first need to, like, check what the work is. Like, I knew kind of what the work is, but I just need to check, because otherwise I might be making the wrong homework, you know. So you check in, like, whatever app or thing you use, like, maybe your planner. So you just look, and you're like, okay, this is the homework, I'm gonna make it right now. But for some reason you got distracted while, you know, opening the app and whatever, and you just started doing something slightly different, like checking what the weather is, because maybe you want to already put out an outfit for the day after that, I don't know, something random. So you do that, and then you start your homework. You're like, okay, we're gonna do this. You look at the clock, and you're like, shit, we're already like 10 minutes later. Okay, don't worry, we'll just, after this, it's only one hour after this. So you have your homework, you now know what the homework is gonna be, so you write it down so you don't forget. You open the book, it was already open. The book was already open, so you flip through the pages, you're like, okay, yeah, here it is. You read the first question. You read it again. You read it again, because, like, you're not dumb, right? No. Oh, shit. Did we have that in class? I don't remember learning this. No, I don't. Wait. I like, remember this, but I don't. Like, I recognize this subject, and I, like, kind of remember something about it, but I don't know how to make this question. Like, I don't, the knowledge is not there. Like, it was maybe like 5 days ago when we got this subject thing, so it's kind of like gone, and I don't remember everything. Like, I kind of get it, but I just miss a few things to make this exercise. I definitely need to, like, skim the paragraph again so I know kind of what we're dealing with, so I can make the question. So then you go back to, like, the chapter it was about, and you read it, and you're like, yeah, like, now I kind of understand it. So you go and make the exercise, and then you're done with it, and you look on the clock, and it's already been 15 minutes. 15 minutes for only one exercise. You needed to make six exercises in 1 hour. Shouldn't have been hard, right? But now you wasted 15 minutes on one exercise. If you go on that speed, you're not gonna finish in 1 hour. Jeez, you're fucked. So you're done, okay? Now you're like, okay, first exercise done. 5 to go. Jeez. So the whole vibe is gone, you know? Like, when you got out of school, you were like, yeah, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna be productive. We're really gonna do this. But then, like, 40 minutes later, no, even more, like, an hour later, you're only done with one exercise. You've checked your socials, you've eaten a cookie, you've drank something, and you're only done with one question. Yeah, you're fucked. You're not gonna be done in 1 hour. Bye-bye, afternoon. So you're like, okay, let's just do it. Like, after maybe 3 minutes of convincing yourself, yeah, we're gonna do this, you finally get to the second question. You read it and you're like, oh, okay, I guess I can do this. But like, the question is like not only one question, it's like A, B, and C, you know? So you make it A, then you make B, and then you're like, oh jeez, I don't want anymore. So then you just look out of the window and you're like, oh yeah, nice. Oh shit, you need to focus. Oh yeah, well, we were supposed to focus. So then you make question C and you're like, yeah, okay, we're doing this. And then you look on the clock and you're like, oh shit. I should have been like done, basically. Well, almost done at least. But I'm not. And then you read the third question and you're like, oh, this is slightly harder than I thought it was gonna be. Like the third question, it's like it's gonna take slightly longer. And you look on the clock and you're like, ah, no. Like, If it's going like this, I'm not gonna have a lot of spare time. And it's just gonna be really annoying, because then you end up making all of it, but then like maybe doing like two small things in between, like checking your phone again, because now it's already been an hour, so maybe somebody else texted you, and you watch like 3 TikToks, I don't know, and then you're like, oh yeah, no, I need to focus. And then you're done with all of the things, but it took you, like, making the exercises took you, like 1.5 hours, you know? Like, slightly longer than you wanted to, but not like, a lot longer, you know? Like, it's doable. It's not that much. But then you look on the clock, and with all of the other things that you've done in between, like drinking and eating a cookie and, you know, those kind of things, it took you a lot longer, you know? And it's already time for dinner. And, you know, the afternoon of doing whatever you wanted to do is basically gone. Because after dinner, you need to do the dishes, and after the dishes, you need to, like, take a shower, and after you took a shower, you can only sit on the couch for, like, 30 minutes before you gotta go to bed. I don't know, something like that. And then at the end of the day, you only had, like, 30 minutes spare time, if you know what I mean. Like, where you just didn't have to think about school. Like, only 30 minutes. Because, like, the other things, they were, like, tasks that you needed to do. It's not like you wanted to do the dishes, or you, per se, wanted to take a shower. I personally do kind of like showers, because it's just like, oh yeah, it's kind of like chill. But, like, it's not something that, it's like, you want to do it for, like, a really long time every day. I personally kind of like showers, but, you know, doesn't matter. Or, like, after you come home from school, you don't just want to eat a cookie and drink something, you want it to be productive. That's what you want. Like, obviously you like a cookie and you like something to drink, but like, looking back, it just would have been way more enjoyable to just be productive for an hour and after that, eat a cookie, drink something, and stuff like that, shower, and you would have had so much more time. But just the way the whole day went, it just didn't kind of allow it. And that's kind of annoying because you wanted to focus, you wanted to be productive. You could have been done in an hour if you just had like a hyper focus moment, but you just didn't. So it took you 1.5 hours, and way longer because of the breaks you took in between, the focus you didn't have. So instead of 1.5 hours, it took you 3 hours. And after those 3 hours, it was time for dinner and stuff, and you just didn't have any spare time. And something like that, I think that one might be the most annoying from all of the things that I just mentioned. Yeah, I really hate it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm gonna stop here. I'm gonna take a shower after this. I already ate dinner and whatever, because I'm making this like 8 o'clock. So I'm like gonna take a shower and whatever, wash my hair, I think, yeah, and watch a show or whatever and just go to bed. I don't know. I also have like some things for school to do, like I need to read a book so I can write like an essay about it. Ugh, annoying, but I need to do it. I have been procrastinating, so I need to do it, you know. I also hate that, procrastinating. Ugh, so annoying. Like, in the moment, you're like, oh yeah, I'll just do it later, I'll just do it later. But a tip, just don't do it. Like, you need to do it, but like, don't procrastinate. Procrastinating is like fucking annoying. Because most of the time, like, basically all of the time, like when you look back at it, you're like, ugh, it would have been way better if I just did it the moment I got it, or like the day after, instead of a week after. Because like, most of the time, when you put it later, it's not gonna solve your problem. It's gonna make it slightly worse. Anyway, most of the time I can't just find the focus to do it when I get it. Because like, I need to kind of procrastinate it a little bit, so there's this urge, like, oh, the deadline is coming closer and I gotta do it. Because in the moments before that, it's like, ah, oh, you know, like, I can hang out with my friends because the thing only needs to be done in like a week, 2 weeks, like a month. Like, I have time. And then later you're like, oh yeah, I did not have time. I should have just done it, you know. But no, I chose to hang out with my friends, you know. Anyway, I'm gonna hang out with my friends. No, just kidding. I'm not gonna hang out with my friends now. I am gonna do that next week. It's gonna be really fun. I'm gonna hang out with Noah and Angelique. It's gonna be really fun. Yeah. Bye bye, my Srice.